Members in the jury in the trial for the murder of FSU professor Dan Markell heard from Jeffrey LaCasse Tuesday. LaCasse was dating Markell's ex-wife Wendy Adelson around the time of the murder. Many of the details LaCasse included in his testimony don't match up with Adelson's. I'm Blaze Ganey. Wendy Adelson and Jeffrey LaCasse became a couple in September of 2014, and LaCasse says things got pretty serious. He met Wendy's family, including her brother, Charlie Adelson, who has not been arrested but who some believe played a role in an alleged murder by hire plot to kill Markell. During a visit to Charlie's house, LaCasse says Charlie alluded he hung out with people who were up to no good.
And then when he's off work, he's going out, he's hanging out at the gym with less savory people.
Yeah, that was sort of his characterization. I was sort of repeating what he said, yeah.
In your words, less savory individuals.
Less savory, gritty. I don't remember his exact words, but gritty, something like that. I don't remember his exact words, but that's how he presented himself in that hot tub. It seemed to be almost a braggadocio kind of thing, like, look at me, I'm on both sides.
LaCasse says Charlie also had a fancy car collection.
Well, Wendy used to talk about Charlie having a Ferrari. That was... She would say, my brother's a character, he has a Ferrari, he has an undercover cop car, he has, a nice Benz in addition or some luxury car.
So she knew what a Ferrari was, right?
Sure. Well, sure.
That's a contradiction to Wendy's Friday testimony.
I knew he had a fancy car, I just don't remember if it was a Porsche or if it was a Ferrari. It was something fancy.
That's not the only contradiction lawyers pointed out Tuesday. During last week's testimony, Wendy said after a custody judge denied her request to move to South Florida, she was relieved she had to stay in Tallahassee. But LaCasse says she complained often about not being allowed to relocate.
She didn't talk directly about relocating because she knew that was no longer a possibility. But the other side of that coin, how unhappy she was in Tallahassee and how frustrated she was by the child custody, were issues that came up, if not every day, every week, that came up very frequently.
LaCasse also says when he met Wendy at Red Eye Coffee to speak about their relationship and where it was headed, her mind was on a different subject.
On July 13th, 2014, Wendy and I were speaking, and she asked me if she could share something with me confidentially. I told her, sure. She mentioned, or she said, that Charlie had explored all options to take care of the problem and that he had looked into having Professor Markell killed. It would cost about $15,000. I later talked to Investigator Isom and said that could have been $50,000. They sound an awful lot alike.
LaCasse says that was the same day Adelson asked to take a break from the relationship. Dan Markell was killed 5 days later.